It's questions, guys. You guys can start them.
What went into your decision to relieve Mike McCoy of his duties? And will Bill Musgrave be a permanent offensive coordinator?
Well, your first question, I'll start with that. Well, when we changed from Trevor to Brock, you know, my goal was to stabilize the offense and not turn the ball over as much. It was more about, you know, the quarterback position and hoping to get a veteran guy in to, again, stabilize the offense and not give the ball away as much. That hadn't happened. You know, Brock's had three starts now, and the same problems have occurred. So I thought at this moment for our football team moving forward that a change was needed, from going from Mike to Bill Musgrave. Simply because, you know, I want to have a more efficient pass game, you know, and you have to have that. Our running game has been good, but our passing game has not been good, in my opinion. We have to find ways to have a pass game where it's more completion passes. We can call them with more confidence. We can call them in hard parts of the game and execute. That hadn't happened, you know, so that's why the change was ultimately made.
Were there philosophical differences between Musgrave and McCoy that led the franchise to this decision?
I would say not. Mike McCoy was the coordinator. It was Mike McCoy's system. Obviously, you know, Billy Musgrave has coached a long time in this league, but he's the quarterback coach. That wasn't his responsibility. It was Mike's. Moving to Billy, I think we're going to have a chance to have a more efficient pass game with simply simplifying the concepts and helping our quarterbacks have a cleaner progression on where to go with the ball. That's why it was made. So I'm looking forward to Bill having a chance to put his touch on the offense and having a chance to watch our pass game grow a little bit, you know, and not be so scattered in our passing concepts.
But in a lot of ways, that sounds like a philosophical difference.
Well, he wasn't the coordinator, so that wasn't his responsibility. Now he is the coordinator, so he can put his touch on it. You can have five coordinators, and it's going to be five different ways of doing things, but that wasn't his responsibility. His job was to coach the quarterback and to coach Mike McCoy's system.
Will the scheme change at all, or will the basic foundation change?
Well, it has to. It's a different coordinator. Now, again, when you're talking about an NFL offense, terminology is the key. The concepts, everyone runs similar concepts, but the terminology of what you call things are, you know, that's where the problems, you know, kind of come in. So we have to figure out a way to keep the terminology the same, but kind of simplify the concepts and get to a more efficient brand of a passing game. That's what I want.
So is Brock will continue to be the starting quarterback?
Not sure. I'm going to get with Billy and the staff here tonight and tomorrow and kind of figure out who's the best guy for our football team.
Is there a chance you could go back to Trevor?
That's possible. You know, we've got three guys on the roster that we like, and, you know, we'll see, you know, what's Bill's vision, you know, for the offense and who fits it best.
What would prevent you from playing Paxton at this point and, I guess, giving him a look?
Nothing. I'm going to. No, he's fine. He's ready to go. He had a good week last week. I'm going to get with Bill and his staff and see, you know, see what his thoughts are on who's the best guy for the job.
Was it part of the issue that the playbook was too big and that was leaving guys playing slow and less comfortable?
I wouldn't say that. I would say this. Every game we had a game plan, and, you know, it was Mike's style and Mike's offense, you know, to have certain concepts in the game plan. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what you mean by too much or too little. It wasn't efficient. I can say that. And again, guys, I have great respect for Mike McCoy. Okay, Mike McCoy chose to come here. He had a lot of options in the off season. So Mike chose us, and I chose Mike. Mike was my first call. So I don't want to put this all on Mike McCoy. Okay, again, even with Trevor's decision, it wasn't all on Trevor. You know, we could have coached better and played better around Trevor. I feel the same way about Mike here. Okay, we could have coached better and played better. You know, Mike didn't fumble the ball. Mike didn't throw interceptions, but ultimately it falls on Mike's plate. So I don't want to stand here and blame Mike, you know, for all of our offensive issues, because it wasn't all on Mike. Okay, we got to play better around Mike. Okay, and that's players and that's coaches coaching their guys to play better around Mike. So, you know, Mike took the fall for it. He's the coordinator, but ultimately, Mike's a good football coach and a good person. And that was hard.
When you say you want to simplify,
yes,
are you simplifying for the collective or are you simplifying for the quarterbacks or both?
For the collective. For the collective, because when you are not playing efficiently, it's got to be more simple for everyone involved, you know, so we can be on the same page. And sometimes you have to master a small portion to be decent at something. You know, and right now I feel that we have a lot of good offense, but we hadn't mastered anything that we're really good at.
Whether it's Sunday or down the road or whenever, would you like to see Paxton get time as a starter at some point this season?
We'll see. You know, my only focus, Nikki, is Sunday.
Change coordinators, and 5 days later,
you start leading? Well, that's on the coaches. That's on myself. To, you know, if he does play for us, it's got to be a system that fits Paxton. He's practiced the last 2 weeks. And again, guys, it won't be soccer. It's football for him. So, you know, what he's practiced the last, you know, couple weeks, it may be called a little different. It may be called more, you know, of the same stuff. But it's just football, so he'll be fine.
Why make this move now and not last week, 2 weeks ago, or in a few weeks?
Well, I thought it was fair, just being fair to Brock and being fair to Mike to kind of, you know, hope it would turn. And I felt, even in Philly, you know, it wasn't a great performance by our football team, but I thought we did better. You know, and even last week against the Patriots, we moved the ball, guys. You know, red zone wasn't very good last week. Even this week, you know, we outgained them. It's the same story, right? We outgained them by almost 100 yards, right? We had, what, three 45, I think, total. They had 192. So moving the ball hadn't been an issue. Obviously finishing and turning the ball over, that's been our major issue.
How much of an input did John have in this decision?
It was my decision. It was my decision only. You know, John and I talk every day about our football team. He watches every practice, every meeting, but it was my decision.
Vance, how have the players responded to this? Have they got any reaction from them?
It was a quiet group because they like Mike, but they understand that it's a production business and it hadn't changed and it has to change. They all know that, you know, we're all playing, you know, for our, you know, football careers all the time. That's the NFL. So, surprised maybe some, but, it's part of it, you know, and the players are going to back, Billy Muss and try to get it fixed.
You mentioned the completion percentage being low and you want it to be higher. What are some of the ways that you can envision Bill being able to get you guys in a position where you're completing passes on a more consistent basis?
Well, you know, just going against Billy Muss over the years and watching his offenses play, just having a system of completion passes in a pass game. And again, sometimes it's doing the same thing more often, you know, that you can kind of master it. You know, right now I feel that we've got a lot of good offense and a lot of good plays that we've missed, but we hadn't mastered anything. So I think Billy's going to bring a sense of consistency to our offense that we can master maybe 4 or 5 concepts, and that's good enough to get better.
Is it fair to say that Mike kind of had that New England offensive style and Billy is more steeped in the West Coast offense, and so therefore do you switch to more West Coast principles here?
I wouldn't say that, Mike. You know, Mike's tweaked his offense since I've known him, you know, probably 3 or 4 times, you know, having Tebow and having Peyton and having Phillips. So, you know, most good coordinators do tweak their offense. Billy Musgrave's background has been West Coast, but everything's now so blended. You got West Coast, you've got the number system, you got the new RPO zone read system. But again, when you watch the tape, it all looks the same. They just call it differently.
For a few more for the coach.
Is Billy Musgrave a permanent offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. or is it on an interim basis? Mm-hmm. And Clint Kubiak was promoted. Will there be some sort of role for Gary Kubiak to consult or be part of things?
Well, your first question with Billy Musgrave, it's an interim basis. It's for our final 6 games, along with Clint being the QB coach for the final 6 games. And as far as Coach Kubiak, Gary Kubiak, no. I mean, he's doing his job in the scouting department. He's around. We talk to him all the time. He's involved with our scouting, not our football.
That's when you, I'm assuming you approached John before you made the move and mm-hmm. discussed it with him. Did you, and what was his reaction?
Well, you know, I met with Mike this morning, and I called John after. His reaction was he was okay with it, you know. It was my decision. What's best for the football team? You know, he thought it was, you know, it can give us some light to get better offensively. So he was okay with it. You know, obviously, again, you know, we both hired Mike, and, you know, we like Mike. He's a good football coach, so it wasn't a happy day at all. You know, it's a hard day for all of us, but, you know, we think with Billy we can get better, you know. So it was hard, but in my opinion, it was appropriate.
Last one, Mickey.
Will Bill be the sole offensive player, or will you help out?
No, Bill's fine. He's calling the plays.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right.